Brewers 360 is brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
Here comes, and a broken bat flare into left center field. It's down for a hit. Renhifo is in. Around third is Hamilton. He will score. It's a two-run single for Brandon Lockridge, and the Brewers lead it 5-0.
I played an offensive highlight, but as we bring in host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio, this morning. Actually, it was the pitching that really shined in the 5-0 shutout, wasn't it, Dom?
Oh, I mean, what Kyle Harrison did yesterday was super impressive and kind of what the entire front office and coaching staff envisioned in spring training to say, wait, what did we get this guy for? And it's been really impressive to see him develop into the Brewers mold because, you know, anytime you get mentioned as a left-handed starting pitcher in Milwaukee with names like CC Sabathia and Teddy Higuera, you're doing something right.
Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Dom, in this particular case, the bullpen stood up. We saw McGill. We saw Aaron Ashby. We saw Abner Uribe to make that shutout stand up. But what stands out to me about the young season so far is just how solid the starting pitching, generally speaking, has been and how we've struggled in the pen.
Yeah, it's a total flip of what last year was like at this time, right, where there was so much uncertainty in the starting rotation. Now, that being said, this team has still had 10 different starting pitchers at this point in the season, which is remarkable given how stable we feel that this starting rotation is. But I think the view of the Brewers right now is like, well, wait a minute, you're so used to having a dominant bullpen, and that has been part of the reason they're only one game above 500. Think of all the games that they've already lost this year, whether it was tied or up by a run in the final three innings of the game and something has gone wrong. So whether that can be improved or if there's an external addition or if just guys need to pitch better, that has always been the Brewers' MO. They need to have an elite bullpen in order to be one of the best in the National League.
And just not hitting the home runs that we're accustomed to. Is there there's not really anything you can change with that other than just wait for your guys to get back?
Yeah, it's a bit of both of that. I think if you're looking at William Contreras right now, he's only got one homer in his last, 16 games. Terang has cooled off, but also you can't expect just two guys to carry your offense the entire season, right? So I look at what the Brewers are dealing with right now. Even Garrett Mitchell only has one home run after having that great series in Kansas City. He's slowed down. Gary has slowed down. Jake Bowers continues to rake, though. I think he's been one of the bright spots of this season offensively. But the reality is, and to be blunt, I mean, you look at 7-8-9 in the order on any given day right now, and it's probably Sal Frelick, David Hamilton, Joey Ortiz, or Luis Renhifo. There's not a lot of power there naturally. So that's where I say, yeah, let's let some of these key three bats get back, and there will naturally be more power there.
What's the deal with Jackson Churio's injury, Dom? I thought we expected him back a little bit sooner. I mean, did he lose his hand? Or was that? I thought it was, when it was first announced, Dom, I thought it was kind of a minor injury because, as you noted earlier, he played through the World Baseball Classic with that injury and then decided to shut it down on the front end of the season to get things fixed.
Yeah, so the latest on the injury is he is hitting on the field. I mean, that's great news. And the imaging that they're not waiting on imaging per se, but they're waiting on symptoms to go away. They're waiting on to make sure that everything is in the all clear. The hand is so finicky, especially in a baseball swing, because we've seen players go through hand injuries and come back too soon and never really have the same strength they had before. And with it being his left hand for a right-handed hitter, that's kind of the important hand, right? That has all the pressure, that has all the torque on your hand when you're swinging a bat. So the thing is, in my opinion, adrenaline is one heck of a drug, because when you're playing in the World Baseball Classic through a broken hand and you don't feel it, I think that tells you a lot. And he is out of a brace. He is out of, he's participating in full baseball activities. It's just a matter of when, not if, he starts a rehab assignment.
Dom, we had an interesting conundrum on Friday. Not really, but it was talked about out loud. So Vince and I were at the game on Friday night, and Paul Skenes had himself a game. In fact, how late did the
think he was perfect?
Perfect through at least six, if not longer than that.
And perfect into the seventh.
Yeah, and we actually had a conversation out loud. At one point, do you start rooting for it? Because
right. What do you want to see?
The pitch count looked pretty good, and there's only been, 20 plus of those in the history of the league of perfect games. So we actually had a conversation of, man, like, do we want to see this or don't we want to see this?
it's a great conflict, right? Where, in my opinion, in that game, right, at that point, it was 4-0 or 5-0 already. Yeah. The Pirates were really, you know, the Pirates were in control of that game, and Skeens was unbelievable. But yes, I don't think you're alone in that sentiment that, well, I'm here, my team is going to lose, I might as well watch history and get something out of this, as opposed to just watching my team lose. I think you're not alone in that sentiment. There have only been 24 perfect games in the history of Major League Baseball. You could have seen history. That would have been incredible. I'm grateful that Paul joined my pregame show on Saturday, talked about his friendship and teammate with Bryce Terang on WBC, getting to meet Bob Uecker. His rookie year, and then his great work with Veterans Charity. So I joked with him, like, well, I know you have a charity with the Gary Sinise Foundation, to a strikeout pledge, and, you know, Brewers fans don't want to be mad at you for donating to help veterans in the Gary Sinise Foundation, but why do you got to do it against the Brewers, huh?
Right? Yeah. Dom Catronio with us this morning. All right, let's look ahead to the Diamondbacks. What do we know about them? They, like so many teams in the National League, are pretty solid.
They can hit, and they're coming off of a crazy series in Mexico City with the Padres. Their bullpen certainly struggles. They have a weird starting rotation right now, but quite frankly, the Brewers need to win this series. I think they're the more talented team. They have the better pitching, and they match up very well with what the Diamondbacks don't do well, which is prevent runs.
All right, Dom. Well, we'll look for that. We've got 6:40 first pitch both tomorrow and Wednesday, and then it'll be afternoon baseball on Thursday against the Diamondbacks. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.